blind and deaf, yet knowing God? Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we read this, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." You know, being created in God's image actually makes us God-oriented beings. We have a built-in knowledge of Him. The Apostle Paul teaches us in the book of Romans that God has written on our hearts the fact that He exists. I want to give you a marvelous example of this. For years, Helen Keller, who became blind and deaf as a young girl, had no way to communicate with anyone. But one day, a pastor was brought in to teach her about Christianity. When he started telling her about God, she responded with excitement. Although I'm not sure she received the Lord as her Savior, Keller had always known that God existed. She just didn't know what to call Him. You see, someone blind and deaf could know God existed because we're made in His image and therefore bear knowledge of Him. There's really no such thing as an atheist.
If all of us are made in God's image, why is it that He allows us to endure suffering and even death? Ken Ham looks at that difficult question in a great resource, his 32-page booklet on suffering and death. Because it's a great evangelistic tool, we'll send 10 of Ken's booklets to you for a donation of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.